It's time to tune up your taste buds and take a trip to culinary heaven, because we're live from Jasper's Kitchen, presented by Hen House. Sit back, relax, and enjoy something new from the wonderful world of delicious cooking with our favorite chef, Jasper Marabli, and his co-host, food journalist, Kimberly Stern. And now, here's the godfather of Italian cooking, Chef J-Man and Toots.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. Yes, they are live at Hen House, but there's something very special. This is a birthday wish from Toots to Toots.
I hear it's your birthday.
Happy birthday, Toots.
Oh, Jasper, you are so talented.
Miss Kimberly, that was me on the harmonica. How about that? In the studio, you didn't know I was doing it the other day.
You have more skills than I even know about.
People
thank
don't
you.
Realize that. Kimberly, we're here.
We're here, and it is spectacular.
We are here at the new Hen House Market, 117th and Row, and you need to come out here now. I'm telling you, my friends, this is the number one store in Kansas City. I've never seen a grand opening like I did on Wednesday, Kimberly, with the ribbon cutting.
It was incredible.
I've never seen the response from the residents in this area and around Kansas City. I'm overwhelmed, but more than that, I've never seen all the prizes that you have and what you have going on for the show.
Well, Bill Esch and David Paul and Mark Boyer have just been dropping things off. First of all, the secret word is...
Oh, come on. That's an easy one. Hen House.
So if you're shopping, if you're in the area, come in, come up to the table, say Hen House. You could win tickets to Starlight tonight. You could win tickets to the Chiefs game next week. You could win a $100 Hen House gift card. You could win tickets plus parking to the Toronto Blue Jays and Kansas City Royals game tomorrow. Can't believe it, Jasper.
This is huge. Now, Kimberly, I'm sorry, but I'm not at the table with you any longer. How about that?
No, the chair's empty.
I know, because I'm roaming the grocery store. I think I'm going to one of my favorite spots right now. I'm going to see a cheese steward at the cheese shop at the Hen House Market. Kimberly, you've never seen a display like you have, and our listeners have to believe me when I tell you, I've never seen a cheese selection like this in Kansas City.
So are we going to talk to the steward?
I could talk to a steward right now. Let me come back there. We'll talk to a cheese steward, and we'll find out right now, Kimberly, what some of the specials here are at the Hen House Market, because they're absolutely delicious. Wait, she came to me. How are you?
How are you today?
So I'm talking with Jenny. Jenny, what a selection of cheeses you have here.
We have a great selection of cheese. We have over 200 different varieties from all across the countries. Pretty much, you name it, we've got it.
Now, I know you brought some beautiful Italian cheeses in just for me.
Oh, of course we did. You know, we got to suck up to you.
I love it. All the beautiful salamis, the different jams and preserves that you would serve with this, the nuts and the different, you know, fresh fruit.
Artisan
crackers. I am just overwhelmed. I've never seen a cheese selection like this in Kansas City.
I have not seen a cheese selection this big in Kansas City.
Well, we love it. And Jenny, our cheese steward, we're going to be coming back to visit with you. How about that, Kimberly?
I can't wait to come back and sample some cheese, Jay.
Oh, wait a second. I'm going to take a little sample myself as I walk along here. How about that? Kimberly, guess who I just came up on? Your buddy's over here.
Which buddy?
Mr. Yummy. Yummy's in the house.
Yummy is in the house.
How are you?
What are you doing, my friend?
Doing the best thing in here, sampling. Well, sampling Yummy's Choice hummus and the cheese and the falafel.
You must have about 10 different varieties here you're testing.
Definitely, yes. I have in my table about 14 different items. Hummus, spicy, roasted pepper hummus, baba ghanoush, and the labana, olive tabana, the shatta, and falafel, pita chips.
It is absolutely beautiful, my friend, and I wish you the best. Come out and see Yummy. He's giving away a bunch of free samples.
Make a plate for me, Jasper.
Kimberly, I'm walking back in the kitchen, and guess who I just found?
Who?
Chef Peter.
I just saw him. Hi, Chef Peter.
He is the chef for the Hen House Markets, all the markets. Chef, welcome. I shouldn't say welcome. You've been here for a while setting this up.
It's been a long 4 months of development, research. I did that backwards, didn't I? Research and development. Everything's new.
I'm telling you, I'm just overwhelmed with your kitchen. With your kosher department is really something else.
It's something else. They're off today because it's the Sabbath, but the food's incredible. We've had some great reviews. We have a lot more to come. We're only doing about 80% right now, but yesterday we had over 40 or 50 orders just for kosher. So business is coming in. People are pretty happy.
A little, I'm going to let something out. Maybe I shouldn't. Something about fried chicken over there in the kosher department, maybe?
Ben's Famous Fried Chicken. We're air frying it right now in the Rationale oven, but we're looking at a fryer perhaps to make it a bit better. But the air frying is healthier, and it really tastes great. I love it.
Well, Chef, this is something else. Kimberly, we're right here in the food court right now with the Hen House Grill. This grill, have you seen the grill, Kim?
I have.
It is. Now, tell me a little bit about this grill.
Well, it's an actual Mongolian grill, but we're not calling it Mongolian because we're not doing quite the Mongolian process. We have different vinaigrettes and sauces that are not associated with the Mongolian grill. We have a choice of proteins, pork, chicken, beef, and tofu, an array of vegetables, both fresh and pickled, all kinds of noodles, soba, buckwheat, udon, glass noodles, and brown rice, forbidden rice, quinoa, farro. So there's a lot of ancient grains. To bring the whole process to a modern state of being, they make your food in about 3 minutes. You're in and out. You can sit down and eat here next to the beautiful fireplace. And we're going to continue developing that. We're hoping that we can also incorporate in the future street tacos and grilled sandwiches and things like that off that Mongolian grill.
Well, this is really something, Chef. If you don't mind, I'm walking through your kitchen. I know I got to get back out to my back to the show. Will you come back and talk with us in a little while?
I will. Come by and check on you.
Thank you, Chef. Great to see you. Chef Peter here is at the Hen House Market. Kimberly, I'm coming back to see you.
You'd better be bringing a whole plate of samples from Mr. Yummy, from the grill, from Peter.
I may be bringing you something from the Asian to-go or from the hot food counter. We are here at the Hen House Market. Kimberly, I forgot to tell you.
What?
I'm at the juice bar right now.
Okay.
Have you seen a juice bar with the fresh-made in-store?
Fresh juices. Fabulous. It's beautiful.
Oh, they got Triple C. They got OPGA. They got Green Goddess, Banana Blues. The list is endless, and they're making them right in front of you. I don't know how many machines they must have back there, four or five huge machines.
What are you going to drink?
I'm drinking some fresh orange juice right now, and it's so good. Kimberly, I'm hungry. What's on the show today?
Oh, my gosh. Well, in addition to giving listeners a virtual tour of the fabulous new Hen House, we are going to be talking to Linen Kugels from Kansas City down in the Power and Light District. And we're also going to be talking to Cindy Reynolds at Somerset Ridge.
I'm telling you, Kimberly, I am hungry. I'm just so excited to be out here right now. We're going to come back with Scott. Scott Bain is here at the Hen House Market. He's in charge of all the groceries. They have something really unique. They have flowers here from Hallmark. I've never seen displays like this before, of course, with their own floral department. Inside the store, Kimberly, you're going to love this for your little baby at home.
Okay.
They have a doggy freezer with some doggy treats. We're going to get the name and all that stuff for you in a little while.
Can't wait.
Oh, I'm excited, Kim. I keep walking around the store. I'm going down to the butcher department, so I'll see you in a little bit. But, my friends, I don't want you to go nowhere because this is live from Jasper's Kitchen at the Hen House Market right here on KCMO.
103.7 FM, AM 710, Kansas City's most stimulating talk.
Kansas City's most stimulating talk, KCMO.
You know, a splash of this and a pinch of that brings out amazing flavor. But if it's a splash of healthy olive oils and vinegars from Olive Tree, you'll have amazing natural flavor. Olive Tree in Overland Park can enhance your cooking naturally with fine oils and vinegars from around the world and here at home. Shop online at olivetreekc.com or at their boutique store in Hawthorne Plaza, 119th and Row. Olive Tree, taste the difference. See olivetreekc.com.
Got time on a Saturday to take care of you and that possible gastrointestinal issue? Book an appointment with Midwest Gastro. They do heartburn screenings, hemorrhoid treatments, and high-quality colonoscopy procedures at a lower cost to you. Most major commercial insurance is accepted. Take charge of your GI health and call Midwest Gastro in Lee Summit, just south of 470 and Woods Chapel Road, 816-836-2200. MidwestGastroKC.com.
Attention all car buyers. Have you ever heard of buying a new car with 30% off? 30%! Well, right now at Northtown Fiat in KC North, you can knock 30% off the retail price of any, and we mean any, brand new 2015 Fiat in stock. Northtown Fiat's gathered up every brand new 2015 Fiat we could lay our hands on. Take your pick from over 40 cool new Fiat 500s. Lots of colors and options ready for you to point to the sticker and take 30% off. These cars are so affordable to begin with. Now imagine the price at 30% off. So a new Fiat with a $16,000 retail price at 30% off means you pay a little over 11 grand. This is a once-in-a-lifetime deal. Once these 40 cars sell, that's it. So jump in your car and drive to Northtown Fiat at I-29 and Vivian Road in KC North. Pick out a new Fiat, save 30%, and start loving life today. Northtown Fiat, easy to find and easy to deal with.
Nothing beats the taste of Hen House's fresh, never frozen chicken. At Hen House, our chicken is all natural, farm-raised, cage-free, and grain-fed. When you try fresh, never frozen chicken from Hen House, you get the hormone-free, antibiotic-free quality you and your family deserve. Come taste the difference at your neighborhood Hen House, ranked number one in taste tests. Find the one nearest you at henhouse.com. That's henhouse.com. Treat yourself to chicken that's been well-treated.
Target Time Defense in Blue Springs is the choice for training, indoor range shooting, and firearms. Say hello to TJ Nigro at the range or listen to Target Time KC Gun Talk Saturday at noon on KCMO.
I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor of the Ring Video Doorbell. I take great pride in my home, and I bet you do too. But our homes are more than just another asset. They're like another member of our family that we have to protect, which is why I created the Ring Video Doorbell, to empower you, the homeowner, to take control of your home security. Ring lets you see and speak to anyone at your door with your smartphone and has been proven to prevent break-ins before they happen. And now we're making it easier than ever to monitor your entire property with our new Ring of Security kit. You get a Ring Video Doorbell to keep an eye on your front door, plus a stick-up cam, the wireless, weatherproof camera that installs anywhere around your home for total home monitoring. The Ring of Security kit is easy to install and alerts you to any activity around your property 24/7. It's time to step up and be the hero your home deserves with the Ring Home Security Kit.
For a limited time, listeners to this station get $50 off the Ring of Security Kit. Go to ring.com/advantage. That's ring.com/advantage.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Check out the podcast. A huge week. Donald Trump dodged landmines and the State Department laundered $400 million in cash and gave it to the Iranians for hostages. Nothing to see here. Just go to KCMOtalkradio.com. Look for Carson in the morning.
KCMO, Kansas City's severe weather radio station. KCMO.
Ah, Kimberly.
Hey, Jay.
We're here at the Hen House Market, 117th and Monroe. Well, you have a lot of things to give away right now, but I'm giving my brother and sister-in-law a little tour of the store. We're in the hot foods department going down by the kosher. I'm taking them to see this big meat case next, though, Kim.
What looks good, Jay?
Now, what are you giving away? I know Mr. Ball and Bill Esch have given you a lot of great prizes. The secret word is Hen House. I know that.
The secret word is Hen House. We have everything from $50 Hen House gift cards, $100 Hen House gift card, a bag of groceries, tickets to the Royals game tomorrow with parking. We have tickets to the Chiefs game next Saturday. And we also have tickets for Starlight tonight.
Are you serious? Starlight tonight and the Chiefs and the World's game all together?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Kimberly, you're not going to believe where I'm at right now.
Where are you?
I'm in the Tippins Pie Pantry.
I had a feeling.
It's your birthday and you're not even back here with me.
You know what I would like today? I would like the peach cooler.
Mark Boyer is here right now with me. Mark Boyer, of course, with the authentic Tippins Pies. Mark, is this something else? The Pie Pantry.
That's awesome. It's a thing of beauty. Almost brings tears to my eyes.
Now, I know David Ball is around the store and he's listening to me and I'm going to complain. I don't see my four stools for me to sit up there and have a piece of pie.
They're up here in the front.
All right.
Get your pie, take it to the front.
All the delicious Tippins pies are here right now, Kimberly. It's your birthday. I'm going to bring you back a pie right now. Mm-hmm. Mark Borders says maybe you want something a little fruity or a little creamy.
I think the peach cooler pie.
I have both.
She wants the peach cooler pie. She's got her mind on that. Okay, Mark, thank you very much, buddy. Good seeing you. We're going to go back in the kitchen right now, and we're going to see this oven that I don't think I've ever seen anywhere in Kansas City. I can't get through the kosher department right now because it's closed for the holiday, or for, because it's Saturday, of course. But I wanted to show everyone or talk about the Rationale ovens that are back here. They are unbelievable. I've never seen ovens like this in Kansas City other than another hen house market where they're going to cook this food in here, this chicken in the oven, and there's no oil. It's going to be a fried chicken. I mean, I'm overwhelmed with this, Kim.
Are you going to eat a piece? Can you grab a piece?
I'm eating something right now. I was trying to get back into the oven. We went back in the wrong department. Guess what I'm walking by right now? Bader Farms Missouri Peaches.
Oh, justice of the peach.
I'm in the farm to market hen house bakery right now. They're baking breads here. It's just, it's overwhelming, Kim.
Mm-mm-mm.
Well, Kim, what's going on with you? What are you doing up there right now?
Well, I'm watching all the shoppers come in. It is so busy today. People are loving it. And of course, right when you walk in, you've got the gorgeous floral department. You've got, oh, I love the candle display over here. I'm just looking at that. Fresh flowers, fresh plants. It's absolutely beautiful.
Kimberly, I'm sorry. I'm eating something right now. They have Liège waffles here.
Get out of here.
Authentic Belgium waffles here at the Hen House Market. I'm sorry, but I'm opening a package while I talk to you. It's your birthday, and I'm teasing you over here. I'm getting
eating
all the good food.
That's right.
They're passing out peach pie samples, Kimberly. I'm going to bring you one. Oh, my gosh. Here's Lisa. She's here right now. Lisa, what are you passing out here?
Deep dish apple pie.
Apple pie. I need to get my pie straight, Mark Boyer.
That's okay, Jay.
Making my rounds, going into the produce department. I miss you not being next to me, you know, checking all this out. I'm going to get you a mic like this.
I like you. It's a cool mic that you've got. So what's going on in the produce department?
Colored cauliflower, green, orange, and purple. Have you ever seen that before?
No.
They have these grapes here right now. I've never seen grapes like this in a grocery store ever. Nowhere.
Red or white grapes, $1.69 a pound.
Kimberly, right, you're prepared, aren't you?
Jasper, I did my homework.
And guess what I just came upon? They're dragging me over here right now, our friend in the produce department. Buy fresh, buy local heirloom tomatoes.
Your favorite.
Oh, my gosh. They are beautiful. Buy fresh and buy local, of course, sweet onions from Rich Hill, Missouri. They have everything. I don't know. I get excited. This is a whole part of our show where, you know, it's all talk, all food. Cipollini onions. Where else do you see that in Kansas City?
And, of course, people who have CSA or they can still sign up for the CSA get some of this lovely produce, local produce in their bags.
Okay, I found them, Kimberly. Interrupt for this special announcement.
Okay.
I have found Scott Bain. We talked about earlier about this beautiful floral department and, of course, the groceries. And I know people, you know, we talk all the food. I'm excited for my dog, Lola and Teddy are home right now, but we're walking through the aisle. What is this in front of me, this little doggy aisle?
Well, we decided to move all the doggy desserts and frozen food refrigerators that are on the dog aisle so we can all give our dogs a treat.
Is that something? That's cool, Kimberly. I'll tell you right now.
It's very cool, Jay.
Okay, now, I got to ask Scott very quickly, the flowers. I'm overwhelmed with the hen house flowers all the time, but you have something really unique at this store and this store only.
Yes, we're the first retailer in Kansas City area to have Hallmark branded arrangements and bouquets.
They're all put together, but more than that, how about the Hallmark displays for the cards? I've never seen cards like this in Kansas City, not even at the Hallmark store. I'm sorry.
Yep, it's the first in the country. It's a prototype that Hallmark agreed to test in our store, and we're extremely proud of it. The cards are beautiful. I've never seen anything like it before.
Well, this is a beautiful store. You all have done something that no other store in Kansas City has ever showcased. Walking through the food courts, to the grocery, to the produce, to meat counters, the poultry. I'm going there next to talk to those guys.
Oh, awesome. We love this store. We're happy for the customers to come in, and we love Kansas City.
Well, Scott, thanks so much. Good seeing you, and I'll be back in a little while to talk with you. Kimberly, I'm going to the meat department.
And you're going to the poultry department,
right? I'm going over there. Don't worry.
Can I tell you, it's 20% off all fresh poultry at the butcher block. Fresh, never frozen, all natural and cage-free.
Oh,
no
wow.
added hormones.
Oh, wow. Kimberly?
I'm doing your job, Jay.
Here, more than that, I'm at the dry-aged beef counter. Overwhelmed. You've never seen anything like this in Kansas City. Anywhere. I'm in the Midwest. I've never seen meats like this in Kansas City. I'm taking a photo so we can put it on the Facebook so our listeners who follow us can see it. Kimberly, I'm talking bone-in ribeye steaks, T-bone steaks, and Kansas City bone-in strip steaks. It's unbelievable.
Are the butchers all busy? Can we talk to one?
I'll go find one of the butchers. He's back here somewhere. Wait a second. Don't be running away from me, David. What's going on, buddy?
Not much. How is everybody out there? Come on in and get a 10-ounce strip for $8 only, and we have beef tenderloins for $9.99. We're like giving those away, and we'll trim it and cut it for you for free.
David, I've never seen a meat display like you have here at the house with the poultry and all the beef, the chicken, and the pork. But more than that, the USDA prime case. You got to come over to the store just to see this.
The dry-aged beef, we're the only one in town that has this. And we even have gorgeous entrees to take home with you. Cordon bleus made fresh with ham and Swiss cheese. We have the jalapeno peppers on sale for $5.99 a pound. We have beef kebabs, chicken kebabs, and a whole bunch of other stuff you need to take home and bake.
David, it's always great to see you. Thanks for taking care of us.
Thank you. Have a good day.
How about it, Kimberly? I'm excited. I'm still walking around this store right now.
And Jasper, I saw in the meat department, beef filet mignon steaks, certified Hereford beef, $16.99 a pound.
Wow. You know I'm going to get one of those. Uh-huh. Hey, they got the Ninja 2-in-1 for $49.99 here right now. You can do your own juicing, your own drinks and everything. How about that?
Are you going to do it?
Oh, do you know me? Come on. I can't find my brother. I'm lost in the store. They disappeared from me. I think they're still stuck back in the in one of the other departments down by. Oh, they're in the cheese department, Kim, like everybody else in Kansas City right now. Wait a second. We have a special cheese. Whoa. Parmigiano Reggiano. Look at this. This is unbelievable. Wait a second. I'm looking at the price. The price. This is so much lower than anybody else.
Yes, it's the cheapest in town. And it also has a new tag that also tells it nutty, savory, very hard texture, origin in Italy, and pairing with bold reds and whites. So it tells you what to pair with your cheese.
And Scott, that's something else that you're doing with all the labels here in the store. Real quickly about the no GMOs, you know, what there's three different things on the label.
Yeah, we have a new health tag, and so it calls out non-GMO, gluten-free, heart health, low sodium. So we're putting those throughout the grocery department to help people that have those concerns about health so it's easier to shop in our store.
That is huge. Well, Scott, thanks for catching up with me again. Kimberly, I found someone here in the store who wants to say something special to you. It's Miss Katie Van Lucien.
Should we sing happy birthday?
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Really?
Yeah. Happy birthday to you.
Snap it up, Jay.
Happy birthday, Miss Kimberly. Happy birthday, dear Kimberly.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, Katie. Good to see you shopping again this week. That's three times for you, Miss Katie. Kimberly, I'm running back to close out this segment with you.
You better run fast, Jay. We've got a minute.
We have a minute. Heck, I could take it slow right now. I see Mr. Bill Teal here shopping. He's opening a new restaurant over on Metcalf. Kimberly, we're going to have him coming up on the show very soon. How about that?
I love it.
I'm telling you, Kimberly, we got an action-packed show today. I'm hungry. We have some great interviews coming up, and something special for Miss Kimberly. A special guest has brought you something. We'll talk more about that when we get back. Look at this, Kim.
I can't wait.
Oh, this is Jasper Morabile.
And Kimberly Stern.
We're live at the Hen House Market, 117th and Row. You need to get here now. I'm telling you, right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.
Commercial trucks put in a lot of long hours. Hi folks, Kevin Jordan, Interstate 49 Truck Center in sunny Grandview. And in the heat and humidity, it can be too much for even the strongest trucks. That's where Interstate 49 Truck Center comes in. We'll get your truck or trucks back on the road in no time. We can even stay open late and on weekends for your convenience. So if you're down, call us up, 816-322-2333. That's 816-322-2333. Or come see us on the old 71 Highway or the new Interstate 49. And we'll see you on the garage floor.
You may have never loved a salad enough to become part of a club, but that's because you've never had a Tuscan chopped salad from Hen House. All white meat chicken, Wisconsin gorgonzola, real bacon bits, romaine, and iceberg lettuce. Join the Tuscan chopped salad club. Buy 10 salads, get the 11th free. Available 7 days a week at all stores. See your Hen House for details. Follow us on Facebook to see what's in season. And head to the nearest Hen House today. Hen House, your market. 92 delicious years.
CBS News Update. An American teenager wins the first gold medal at the 2016 Olympics. Our Steve Futterman is in Rio.
The first gold medal goes to the U.S. It goes to American shooter Ginny Thrasher. She wins gold in the women's 10-meter air rifle. This is the first gold medal awarded here in Rio, and it goes to Thrasher. She shot a 10.5 on her first shot in the final elimination round, and that put her ahead of her closest competitor from China. So at 19 years old, she is a gold medalist.
Alongside the Olympics, an impressive show of security amid terror concerns, reports CBS News correspondent Ben Tracy.
Now, security is tight here in Rio. They have a security force twice the size of the London Olympics. But the tourists we have talked to say that is not dissuading them from attending the events. Later today, we're going to see marquee events begin, such as men's gymnastics and women's swimming.
CBS News Update, I'm Steve Dorsey.
KCMO weather from KCTV 5.
Your Saturday starts pretty cool with temperatures in the 60s and 70s. Eventually, we'll make our way back up into the lower 80s by the afternoon. Either way, though, another cool day is ahead of us. Only a slight chance for a shower or thunderstorm as we stay dry into the evening. This is Storm Track 5 meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
For thousands of local foster children, changing schools can mean losing months of learning progress. To help, Mattress Firm is collecting school supplies for local foster children. You can also donate online at mattressfirmfosterkids.org.
Not everyone can be a foster parent,
but anyone can help a foster child.
Help a foster child start the school year right with a gift of backpacks and school supplies. Donate at any Mattress Firm or mattressfirmfosterkids.org.
I'm Jamie Seminoff, inventor of the Ring Video Doorbell. I take great pride in my home, and I bet you do too. But our homes are more than just another asset. They're like another member of our family that we have to protect. Which is why I created the Ring Video Doorbell, to empower you, the homeowner, to take control of your home security. Ring lets you see and speak to anyone at your door with your smartphone and has been proven to prevent break-ins before they happen. And now we're making it easier than ever to monitor your entire property with our new Ring of Security Kit. You get a Ring Video Doorbell to keep an eye on your front door, plus a stick-up cam, the wireless, weatherproof camera that installs anywhere around your home for total home monitoring. The Ring of Security Kit is easy to install and alerts you to any activity around your property 24/7. It's time to step up and be the hero your home deserves with the Ring Home Security Kit.
For a limited time, listeners to this station get $50 off the Ring of Security Kit. Go to ring.com/advantage. That's ring.com/advantage.
There's nothing quite as delicious as premium quality beef. That's why Hen House offers only the best USDA Choice Certified Hereford beef. This is the beef that made Kansas City famous, selected for its exceptional flavor and tenderness. Cut fresh daily in-store by professional butchers. Available exclusively at Hen House. Visit Hen House.com or follow us on Facebook to see what's in season and head to the nearest Hen House today. Hen House, your market, 92 delicious years.
Carson in the morning.
ABC says the so-called Islamic State.
Yes.
I don't know why they have to give it the caveat.
Alleged Islamic State.
They've pretty much adopted that name themselves.
Yeah.
The Islamic State has yet to claim this attack, but that's only a matter of time. ISIS, yeah, just, they claim everything.
Oh, yeah.
They had something to do with it or not.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they claim every disaster. They actually claim that they made the new Independence Day movie.
Oh, my God.
Every disaster they want to immediately take credit for.
Horrific.
Carson in the morning. Weekday morning.
morning 6 to 10, KCMO Kansas City, on the air at 103.7 FM and AM 710, KCMO. Traffic and weather together first on the Fours and Kansas City's most stimulating talk all day, KCMO Kansas City.
Kimberly, I'm lifting up my big bag of groceries.
You certainly are.
We're giving this away.
The secret word is hen house.
That's right, and that's where we're at, 117th and Row. You need to come visit us right now. The newest, the biggest, the number one store in Kansas City.
The bestest.
The bestest.
Can I say that,
Jim? That's a Jasper word. Did my brother Leonard come and look for those words the other day from you?
He did.
Well, seriously, we are here at the Hen House Market right now celebrating Kimberly's birthday.
And the grand opening.
Why did I say Kimberly's birthday? Come on.
Thank you, Jasper.
I have the bestest co-host in Kansas City. I'm telling you right now, you come here and say the secret word to me. I have so much to give away. Kimberly, what do you have there? Chiefs tickets?
I have Chiefs tickets. I have Royals tickets, Starlight tickets.
Gift certificates.
Gift cards, $100, $50. We've got the groceries.
Wait,
come on.
I got Pete's Cooler Pies to give away, too. How about that? Ooh. You can get those with your Hen House gift certificates. What a great time we're having here right now.
It's fun.
Kimberly, I'm a little hungry, so I'm going back maybe to the juice department, maybe to the, I don't know, maybe go back down to the pie pantry. I don't know.
Mr. Yummy Sampling, the cheese department. Yeah.
Well, Kimberly, who do you have right now? We're going to do a little talking right here on KCMO.
We're going to talk to Linen Kugels Radio. On KCMO Radio, right?
Oh, I'm hungry. Take it away, Mark Andrews in the studio.
Kimberly, you may be thinking a little beer for this next interview.
Perhaps a little shandy, Jasper.
Well, maybe so, but I'm thinking maybe some beer cheese sliders. How about a pulled pork Cuban? Kimberly, buffalo blue burger? And I know this for you, of course. Apple fritter monkey bread? Have I teased everybody enough, Kim?
You've teased me, and actually I've tasted all of those, and we are so lucky to have the chef of Linen Kugel, Kansas City, in the studio with us this morning, Chef Matt Livers. Good morning.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk Linen Kugel. Linen Kugel in Kansas City, a Wisconsin beer, of course.
Yep.
Well-known Wisconsin family, and what a great lineage, of course. And now you're in Kansas City in the Power and Light.
We are. Yeah, it's doing really well. We opened March 7th in 2016 in the heart of downtown Kansas City. The creation of the diverse food menu comes from, you know, obviously me and the Linen Kugel family. And we've had a lot of fun doing it so far.
Is this the first restaurant?
Second. First one's located in downtown Baltimore.
And, you know, I was at that media tasting and met you, of course. And you're the executive chef. You're not the chef. You're the executive chef. And I am special.
I didn't know you called that.
Never forget that. Never forget that. But the food, Matt, is really, really special. It's as special as the beer. Talk to us about the food.
Yeah, we're not your normal pub. You know, we're not one of those other bars or restaurants trying to say we have the most beers on tap. You know, we're just down to earth. We still have refined food. It's still very casual, but we did our best to try to make it gastropub driven, but still make it food for the fans, you know.
Food for the fans. I like that. Let them eat cake. Food for the fans. Speaking of cake, you do pairings for everything on the menu, and
yeah.
Those apple fritters, what do you pair it with?
The monkey bread. I like it with
the monkey bread.
The monkey bread is really good with the creamy dark beer.
Yeah.
We also use the creamy dark in our beer floats. So if you've never had a beer float, it's creamy dark with coffee ice cream, and it's really delicious.
Really delicious. Do you do one at least every
morning when I get there?
A little eye-opener.
And, of course, for those who love a nice Bloody Mary, a Bloody Beer Maria, which is another kind of a specialty there.
Yep, we have that.
I really like this, though, a Blood Orange Beer Mosa.
You know, they're really great, but we had trouble getting the blood oranges. We had a lot of trouble, like, sourcing them. So it didn't go over very good. And I believe, I don't think we're offering it anymore. But we do, in place of it, we're offering, let me see here, the Lumberjack. The Lumberjack is really good. It's Woodford Reserve bourbon, ginger beer, lime juice, and it's topped off with grapefruit shandy.
Very, wow. Very creative. And I will tell everybody in Kansas City, I mean, of course, Wisconsin beer, you have it. That's the name of the place. But you support the locals, and that's great.
We have some Martin City Brewery beers on bottle, and then we also offer our Boulevard beers as well.
That's really something.
Now, Linen Kugel is right in the heart, I mean, literally the heart of the Power and Light District. Yep. You're where all the action is.
Yeah, we have the best patio.
And the beer garden. Talk to us about that.
So, you know, it's right in the heart of Kansas City. So, like, during events like Hot Country Nights, you have a front row seat to those concerts, which is really cool. Recently, who was down there? We had the Tech N9ne concert. Mm-hmm. You know, even for something that you would think that maybe wouldn't be very popular for line coolers, the whole patio was full.
Yeah.
And ultimately, on a really beautiful day, it's the best place to sit and enjoy a summer shandy. It's just refreshing.
And you've got a fireplace out there for the winter.
We do.
And was there a fire pit, or am I just imagining?
No, yeah, it's built into the actual patio.
Yeah.
Am I just imagining? Do I have a little shandy? Do I remember? What was that?
And can you reserve tables out on the patio/beer garden?
Yeah, you can reserve them, and we can also do, like, if someone wants to do a big happy hour out there, we've done that in the past. We're really just open. I mean, it's very casual, but we're still capable of taking care of large groups and parties. Sure. And making sure everyone's taken care of.
You know, Jasper, you hit on something, and I think it's really important. Line & Kugel is a family-owned and operated,
family-funded
business, family-driven business.
For sure.
And at the media tasting I was at, is it John Kugel?
Yeah, he was there.
Yeah, he was there. And just the camaraderie he built within 20 minutes, I mean, it seems like it's your corporate culture.
They're very passionate about what they're doing. They're very passionate about making sure the beer is perfect. So yeah, I think they're definitely into it.
And I think they brought the perfect person in because, of course, you have a great background. Mm. You're with Capital Grille for many years and with Darden Restaurants.
Yep.
So your background's very diverse also. And I've noticed on the menu, you know, you've created some different, a little Americanized, but I mean, you still added some touches from Wisconsin and still have that Kansas City strip on there, which you must have in Kansas City.
That.
Yeah, of course.
Still do some barbecue. You know, I brought a little bit of Miami with me. We do a really awesome pulled pork sandwich.
Oh. That Cuban.
You know, the Cuban with flatbread, and we press it and make it just like the peeps out of Miami do. So we have that. We're still doing some Kansas City barbecue. We do poutine, which is from Wisconsin. If you never had poutine, it's fries with gravy and cheese curds all melted together.
Are those curds squeaking when you eat them?
The curds are, you know, I didn't think curds was a big thing. We sell tons of curds.
People
tempura,
love curds.
White cheddar, cheese curd. We do it with like a spicy sriracha ranch sauce.
Oh, I like
that.
Or
it's called spicy sauce. Yeah. and it goes over really well. And we also serve a really cool chicken nugget. Like when we got the menu, I said, we want a homemade chicken nugget. Thinking to myself, why would anybody want that? So we recreated this brined, beer brined chicken thigh, chicken nugget that we tenderize and we batter it. Just like a normal fried chicken, and we serve it with our spicy sauce. And I have people tell me all the time, this is the best.
And the street tacos, we didn't even talk about that.
Yeah, you know, street tacos, that is a real special thing because we get killed on tacos, like Friday taco day. And we have the sauteed lobster tacos, and it's a real to-do, meticulously building each little teeny taco.
Oh, I can imagine.
Teeny taco.
But we just get orders upon orders of them, and I just got one kid over there trying to make every single taco. But they're really good. We got great reviews on them, and it's totally worth having on the menu. It might
be
a long wait, like a minute longer than normal, you know, than going through a drive-thru. But yes,
right?
It's worth it. Yes.
Okay, we've got 1 minute, man. So you're a busy guy.
Sometimes, yeah.
You're a busy guy. You're executive chef of Line & Kugel's Beer Garden, mm-hmm. but you're a multi-unit executive chef because you're also at Cleaver & Cork.
I am.
So you've got the best of both worlds.
I like it a lot. I got a great team.
Yeah, you must.
Yeah, I work with really, really great people.
Well, my friends, you need to visit them. They're down in a Power and Light. Come on, think about it. It's the weekend. Line & Kugel, a little shandy.
A little shandy.
Yeah, I like the way I was waiting for you to come up with that, angle
of
your mouth.
and of course, the float that Matt was talking about.
Yeah,
he'll share one with
watermelon
you.
Shandy.
Oh,
that's
really
summertime.
Good.
That just
really
spells
good.
Summertime. Matt Livers, thanks for coming on the show
You're
today.
So
we appreciate it, my friends. If you have time this weekend or even the coming weeks, make sure you visit them down at Line & Kugel's. Have a nice little beer, a little menu, Miss Kimberly.
And every Wednesday, the first Wednesday of the month,
it's Urbana.
Urbana,
that
great
happens on 14th
event.
Street.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I like that. I'm thinking tacos right now, even though it's Saturday, Friday Taco Day. I'm thinking a day late. That's okay with me. Maybe
okay,
late tonight. Jim. This is Jasper Morabile.
And Kimberly Stern.
We are live from Jasper's Kitchen celebrating 10 years right here on KCMO.
FM 103.7 AM 710, Kansas City's most stimulating talk.
You know, a splash of this and a pinch of that brings out amazing flavor. But if it's a splash of healthy olive oils and vinegars from Olive Tree, You'll have amazing natural flavor. Olive Tree in Overland Park can enhance your cooking naturally with fine oils and vinegars from around the world and here at home. Shop online at olivetreekc.com or at their boutique store in Hawthorne Plaza, 119th and Row. Olive Tree, taste the difference. See olivetreekc.com.
Attention all car buyers. Have you ever heard of buying a new car with 30% off? 30%! Well, right now at Northtown Fiat in KC North, you can knock 30% off the retail price of any, and we mean any, brand new 2015 Fiat in stock. Northtown Fiat's gathered up every brand new 2015 Fiat we could lay our hands on. Take your pick from over 40 cool new Fiat 500s. Lots of colors and options ready for you to point to the sticker and take 30% off. These cars are so affordable to begin with. Now imagine the price at 30% off. So a new Fiat with a $16,000 retail price at 30% off means you pay a little over 11 grand. This is a once-in-a-lifetime deal. Once these 40 cars sell, that's it. So jump in your car and drive to Northtown Fiat at I-29 and Vivian Road in KC North. Pick out a new Fiat, save 30%, and start loving life today. Northtown Fiat, easy to find and easy to deal with.
Got time on a Saturday to take care of you and that possible gastrointestinal issue? Book an appointment with Midwest Gastro. They do heartburn screenings, hemorrhoid treatments, and high-quality colonoscopy procedures at a lower cost to you. Most major commercial insurance is accepted. Take charge of your GI health and call Midwest Gastro in Lee Summit, just south of 470 and Woods Chapel Road, 816-836-2200. MidwestGastroKC.com.
Your family loves pork, but you don't want to serve them a bunch of added hormones and preservatives. You want all natural premium pork. And that's exactly what you'll find at Hen House. Fresh, hand-selected, raised on local farms. Natural, delicious pork every time. Visit henhouse.com or follow us on Facebook to see what's in season. And head to the nearest Hen House today. Hen House, your market, 92 delicious years.
I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor of the Ring Video Doorbell. I take great pride in my home, and I bet you do too. But our homes are more than just another asset. They're like another member of our family that we have to protect. Which is why I created the Ring Video Doorbell, to empower you, the homeowner, to take control of your home security. Ring lets you see and speak to anyone at your door with your smartphone, and has been proven to prevent break-ins before they happen. And now we're making it easier than ever to monitor your entire property with our new Ring of Security kit. You get a Ring Video Doorbell to keep an eye on your front door, plus a stick-up cam, the wireless, weatherproof camera that installs anywhere around your home for total home monitoring. The Ring of Security kit is easy to install and alerts you to any activity around your property 24/7. It's time to step up and be the hero your home deserves with the Ring Home Security Kit.
For a limited time, listeners to this station get $50 off the Ring of Security Kit. Go to ring.com/advantage. That's ring.com/advantage.
When it comes to retirement, a lot of folks don't even know where to start, and it's easy to be overwhelmed and confused by all the information out there. Don't let that happen to you. Learn how to retire right with Alan Becker every Sunday morning at 11 to discover the strategies you need to know about to have a happy and comfortable retirement. If you're recently retired or 5 to 10 years away from retiring, start your journey by tuning in for Retire Right with Alan Becker every Sunday morning at 11 on FM 103.7 and AM 710 KCMO.
Can't get enough of the political drama? Tune to this station to hear the veteran political reporters who can explain all the developments and their impact on you. John Dickerson.
The wiggle room could go either way.
Bob Schieffer.
Something that wouldn't do credit to a group of 10-year-olds out on the playground.
Major Garrett, Nancy Cordes, Stephen Portnoy, and me, Dan Revive. And more. Campaign 2016. The nation elects a new president on this station and CBS Radio News.
KCMO. KCMO. We've got you covered when you need it most. News, weather, and traffic on the fours on Kansas City's most stimulating talk. KCMO.
Oh, how about it, Kimberly? This is something else here. We're at the Hen House Park on 117th and Row, and I'm telling you, it's the newest, grandest, grand opening of any store in Kansas City history.
It is absolutely beautiful. People are swarming in here, wandering around, buying flowers. Look at this It's flower display.
It's something else. And all the peaches. Kimberly, we had a great week at the restaurant. We did a little something special for our friends.
Serving Those Who Serve, a campaign you launched on Monday through the month of August.
That's right. And any policeman in uniform, whether you're from KCK, and if you're off duty, that's fine also. We're saying you just come in and let us know you're a policeman, and we're giving you a free lunch or dinner at Marco Polo's.
At Marco Polo's. And you've had more than 150 police officers, men and women, show up.
And between the customers and everybody talking to each other about this, and they're talking, the policemen are walking through the deli and talking to everybody, it's just been a fantastic
time.
Food
brings people together.
It really does. You know? And you know what? That's what we're going to talk about right now, because we're going to have a little hard cider here with Cindy Reynolds. That's going to be most delicious. But come on out here at the Hen House Market. We're going to be here for a little while, Kimberly, giving away some free gifts and prizes.
We've given a lot away, but we still have a lot to give.
That's right. Tippins, pies to give away, $50 gift certificates, Chiefs tickets, etc. But don't go nowhere, because right now you're live on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710, Kansas City's most stimulating talk.
Kimberly, I bet you don't know what my favorite drink is.
You know, I don't, Jasper. Besides limoncello?
Limoncello's good. I like limoncello. Apple cider.
I didn't know that about you.
I'm obsessed with apple cider. Are you serious?
Well, of course. You want to make donuts and...
Yeah, that's going to be my retirement.
Right. Okay.
We're just
okay.
about a month away from cider season, but we have a little something here to talk about today with some cider, a different type, perhaps.
We have one of our favorite vineyards and wineries in Kansas. We have the co-owner, Cindy Reynolds, with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're talking local.
Oh, we're talking real local.
Real local. We're talking
local
in the dirt,
in the
local.
Ground.
I'll never forget the first time I met you, many years ago now, and I'm out in the vineyard, and you hand me this little, what was that little thing? I get the...
Your little pruners.
I had the newer ones.
Oh, yeah.
The newer
yeah.
ones to get the grapes.
Because it was harvest.
Yeah.
We were going to go out. It was one of our first community harvest events. And there you were, you and Lisa.
And he was in his pressed jeans.
I was. I'm not lying.
I think there was a crease down the front.
Yeah,
crease.
Totally. And your mom made this lunch that Lisa still talks about today in the garage because it started raining.
Oh, yeah, because it started raining.
And her potato salad.
Right. The potatoes.
It's the only way we get Lisa to go out to harvest again.
It's true. Well, you know, you do a little bit of hard work, but just as you're kind of working up a little sweat, we always sit down and then bring the fruit down over the hill and celebrate the harvest with lunch and wine.
Well, let's talk about what's going on in the vineyard this season. You've got some exciting stuff, Cindy.
We do. Not only has it been a great growing season, you know, remember early spring, all that ample rain, and now we've had heat now and
you know, the tomato
sunshine.
Farmers complain, though, because a little bit too much heat's bad for the tomato crop.
For tomatoes, yes, but with grapes, what you're working toward is appropriate ripening toward the end, so that you can harvest maybe in early to mid September. So the heat's good for us, and sunshine to help ripen.
Well, we've had enough of that. I like that.
And of course, you launched your Sparkling Heart Cider earlier this summer to a great buzz. People love it, and it's only being served at the winery.
Well, right now, but I'll tell you what, the goal is we'll have it in bottles and ready to go and out in distribution by the first week of September, so we'll have it out in stores. But it's been a fun thing because we work with our friends at the Lewisburg Cider Mill, and we use their juice, and then we ferment and do all the razzle-dazzle at our winery, and it ends up being about 8% alcohol.
It's
and
a
it's
match
delicious.
Made in heaven. Think about it.
And I think Cindy has some to sample.
I do. Now, this is always dangerous. You know, open a sparkling bottle of something.
Live
if you hear an explosion.
Air.
That's right.
Okay, so while you're opening that up, we were talking about you had a little contest, and you're offering people to, you know, help you with the name.
This is true.
And so, I submitted a name, you know, but I never heard back from you about it because I'm with Slow Food. You're with Slow Food on the board for many years. Slow and Hard Cider.
It was a little bit naughty, but I loved
the
name.
What's the matter with that?
I liked it, Jasper.
Because it is a hard apple cider.
Exactly.
Yeah. I knew what you were talking about.
I'm talking about a special package for Slow Food, though, so...
I think it's a great idea. But we've had a lot of submissions for names, so we're working on that.
I like that.
And then the label will be designed, and we'll
the
get
anticipation.
This thing about. Well, now you want to hear... In fact, I'd love to get your ideas. So not only do we have this great, the first base, I call it the base sparkling hard cider here, but you know what we're working on? We're doing one that's been dry hopped.
Really?
Isn't that kind of fun?
So different.
Yeah.
How unique.
And then you know out near us how we grow lots of blackberries? We're going to do a blackberry infused cider. So
no
that's going to be fun. I think we'll have 5 or 6 varieties here probably before the end of the year.
Wow.
Oh, this is so good.
Do you like it?
Oh,
I'm
come
so
on.
Glad.
Do I like it?
Good.
I first tasted it when we did a the mushroom seminar with Trummel's Mushroom out there.
Yeah, that was fun.
And it was unbelievable. And well, you have it on tap at the Vineyard right now.
We have it on
so.
Tap at the Vineyard. And a couple of quick things. Do you know that you can get this by the glass at the Whole Foods in Olathe?
Really?
Yeah, you can do it.
That's great to know. Good to know. How'd your glass empty so fast, Jay?
I'm telling you, I'm kind of okay. I'm a little speechless right now.
And that doesn't happen often, so I'm going to take advantage of it. So it's gluten-free, Cindy.
Absolutely, gluten-free.
And beer lovers love sparkling hard cider.
They do.
Not just wine lovers.
No, it's true. It's that nice product that kind of bridges the gap between a cereal malt beverage and maybe a champagne or a sparkling wine.
Did you do some research? I mean, you have to, Dennis. I mean, how did you figure out how to do the ciders?
So we did do some research, and I will tell you, Dennis and Alex worked for 2 years to get this right.
Wow.
And we knew we wanted to do a hard cider that wasn't too sweet, because a lot of the brands that you can get commercially that are produced and manufactured on such a huge scale, they're sweeter than what we have. So we're gonna do some various flavors and things. We'll do one or two that are a little sweeter, but I like this because it's still crisp and refreshing. It really does quench your thirst because it's not too sweet.
Now, you're open Fridays, Saturday. So of course, you're open all week except...
So Mondays and Tuesdays were closed. Now, you'll see our cars there because we're usually bottling like crazy. But the tasting room is open Wednesday through Sunday each week. We always have our live music on Saturday and Sunday afternoons.
And food.
And our... that's really fun.
The food trucks.
Yeah, we bring out different local chefs who come out and cook and... That's great. It's fun to come out, have a little music, walk through the vineyard.
And a lot of people don't realize the family vineyard. I mean, the family's involved. Your daughter's home this summer. Alex is involved with you.
Oh, it's true. And that's such a great thing.
Well, yes.
And they're both little smarty pants, too. I mean, what the heck? What's with these kids?
Okay, so Holly just graduated.
She did. Both Alex and Holly did programs at the University of California, Davis in viticulture
and enology. Wow, that's huge.
I know.
Is this something they wanted to go into? I mean, obviously, you and Dennis aren't the type of parents who are going to say, listen, you guys are going into the family business.
Yeah,
so it's something they really
No, you're right. And one thing I've learned, you cannot push your dream on your kids. You know, you've got to let them choose what they want to do. So we'll see down the road. But we've got Holly helping us in the vineyard this summer. And then she starts her job on the winemaking team at Duckhorn.
And, you know, one of my favorite things that you do out at the winery is wines with canines.
Oh, I love that.
Which is such a fun event. You can bring your pooch.
You can bring your pooch. In fact, we highly recommend that. We love it. We have dog treats. We raise money for local dog animal shelters. And that's a fun thing. And you know, there's research that actually says the more places that make it acceptable to get out and socialize with your dog, that, you know, animal abandonment rates go down. It's just healthy for everybody.
It is healthy.
Yep.
You know, I took a phyto-friendly dog trip or road trip with my dog this summer.
Oh, how was that? I forgot about that.
Little Opal, she did great.
See?
12 days of seeing the great west part
I
of the country.
Like it.
But you're right. You're right. So Lola and Teddy.
Hey, let me tell you something. I don't like to take them out to out much, but taking them to the vineyard, I don't want to tell you what Teddy will do to those grapes.
Oh.
So he may be interested in the wine, too.
There we go. There we go.
Well, you can go online to SomersetRidge.com to find out about what's going on out at the vineyard. And we wish you the best with the sparkling hard cider and the harvest that's coming up.
Thank
I'm
you
most
so
successful.
Much.
We can't wait to come on out there again. And you got promised to come on back in. Let us know what's going on this fall and what's happening. You always have so many new ideas. I can only imagine what's
going
to come next.
We
I'm looking at you thinking,
going.
I know you do. I know you do. So the cider was a well-kept secret. Hey, my friends, make sure you check them out. It's Somerset Ridge Winery and Vineyards. It's not too far of a drive. What, it takes about 20 minutes from Metcalf at the most?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Not even that.
Yeah, 20, you don't have to pack snacks.
Exactly.
Good. You're good.
I like that. This is Jasper Morabli.
And Kimberly Stern.
We're live from Jasper's Kitchen celebrating 10 years right here on KCMO.
FM 103.7, AM 710, Kansas City's most stimulating talk.